Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's already Tuesday. I hope you had a nice Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It was a hot one. A lot of beach people, Vinny.
The news was
showing lots of pictures of that. Looked crowded. All right, let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com for more details. All right, here's what's happening. I'm going to try to run down a few of the things that we may have touched on but are important. For example, it's windy out there, super windy. There are power outages around the Bay Area, including at my house, which is why I'm in a different location and just making do with what I was able to get out of the house with, which didn't include a microphone, unfortunately. So
good job.
Hopefully you can hear this.
You sound great.
Thanks. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So the weather is going to change. So while it won't be as hot today as yesterday, it is still very nice, although windy. Mm. We have rain at the end of the week coming, and that will go through the weekend and into next week. So much needed rain on the way. Hopefully that's a run that will continue on into February and beyond, because we have a lot of makeup work to do.
That would be nice.
Rain-wise, I mean.
Yep.
Also, tomorrow is the inauguration. So today, I guess, is officially President Trump's last day in office. Tomorrow, Joe Biden will take over. And I know for many people, that's really good news. Sarah, I'm sure you're excited.
Can't happen soon enough.
Right. I was thinking that was how you'd feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories I wanted to mention is that we know a lot of people have left the Bay Area during the pandemic, whether it's one of the stories was about Jeremy Newberry, who said, I'm selling my house because I'm going somewhere where the restrictions aren't so strict.
Right.
Which it seemed like such a big move for such a short-term gain, but maybe that they were on the fence already. Who knows?
Right.
Anyway, a lot of people have left the Bay Area, and we now know where they've gone. It's Austin, Texas.
Mm.
They're the big winner.
Really?
Austin, Texas, followed by Seattle, New York, Portland, Chicago, and Denver.
Huh.
So there you go. Rents, because of the
influx.
I don't think it's fair to call it an exodus, but because of the people, the pandemic and the people leaving, rents are down 23% in San Francisco. Oakland rent is down 19%.
Wow.
San Jose rent is down 15%. So the once incredible rental market, at least if you were the one with the rental,
yes,
is now leveling off a little bit. So that's
well, good
I would
news
guess
for people who need some place to live.
Yeah, I don't know how that works if you're already locked into a lease that's more money than you should be paying, but
maybe you renegotiate or maybe you can't. Maybe, right. Maybe this is just for empty units. Like somebody moved, went to Austin, and now this place is open and they're not going to get $3,000 for it anymore. It's down to, you know, $2,500.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know many places that would say, sure, we'll renegotiate. But, yeah, you know, then again, if you're going to split, maybe it's worth it to them. Who knows?
They want to keep you. Right.
Over the weekend, there were some football games, and one of them was the Bills versus the Ravens.
Yeah.
During the game, Lamar Jackson left the game with a concussion. Lamar Jackson is the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. He's really good. And so his team, you know, not having him on the field, that's bad news. So this is something I've never really seen before, but apparently the Buffalo Bills fans call themselves the Mafia, the Bills Mafia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I don't know why you'd want such a negative name.
We're going to come to town and whack your people.
Yeah, it seems like a negative association, but whatever. The Bills Mafia, as they call themselves, after the game, decided to start making donations to one of Lamar Jackson's favorite charities.
Oh.
Okay? Wow. What you think is... That's nice.
Yes.
He got hurt in the game. Their team won. And in a show of sportsmanship, they donated, as a group, $360,000 to Blessings in a Backpack.
Wow.
Which is Lamar Jackson's favorite charity. They say that... donations continue to come in.
That is really nice.
13,600 fans all donated to this guy's charity and all made notes saying, for example, a gesture to show we care about Lamar Jackson and his charity. Another one, Bills Mafia member just showing some love. Here's to a speedy recovery, Lamar. Go Bills.
Was there a networked group that said we should all do this and then they did? Or did it just randomly start and then people posted about it and it took off from there?
I think it's posting online and apparently everyone in Buffalo is a Bills fan.
Yeah, well, there's nothing else really happening there.
Small towns, right.
Hot
That's
wings,
the way that
I guess.
Goes.
I don't know.
But a lot of people donated and a lot of people wrote really neat notes. And at a time when you see so much negativity about humans in general,
yeah,
it's nice to see something positive that comes out of something as simple as a football game, you know?
That is a great story. That's great.
Here's another weird one.
All right. I'm ready.
Oregon police. These are the good ones, right? The weird ones.
Yes.
Oregon police are looking for a man, they say, stole a car with a child in the back seat, only to return the 4-year-old, yell at the mom about her parenting, and then still left in the car.
Wait, so he dropped the kid off?
Yes, and then left. But he yelled at the mom before driving away. The carjacking took place outside of a grocery store in Beaverton, Oregon.
Oh,
on
boy.
Saturday, the mom left the car running with the child in the back seat. The mother left the car unlocked and went inside to buy a gallon of milk and some meat. This is according to the Oregonian, which is the main paper in Oregon. The thief happened to walk by, hopped in the car, and took off. He soon realized there was a 4-year-old in the back seat and U-turned in the parking lot, returned the child to the mother, but not without scolding her. He actually lectured the mother for leaving the child in the car and threatened to call the police on her.
Well, he's not wrong.
The thief ordered the mom to take the child before he drove off in the stolen car.
Get that kid out of here. That
they
is,
here,
boy, there's a
obviously,
lot there.
Yeah, we're thankful he brought the little one back. He had the decency to do that. But then he did, in fact, steal the car, and they're still looking for him.
I just wanted to be a car thief, not a kidnapper.
Well.
What are you doing, lady? You know, is it... In a perfect society, you'd be able to... Because, look, the kid falls asleep in the car sometimes. You just want to run in, and honestly, it would take longer to get the kid out. Like, I can see why someone leaves their kid in the car. You're not allowed to, and you shouldn't do it, but I can see why it happens. Doesn't it seem like if we could just have... In a perfect society, maybe there'd be, like, you know, watchers. Well, in a perfect society, I guess nobody needs to steal a car. Never mind. I take it all back. Forget it. Don't leave your kid in the car.
Well, look, here's what I would say to your thought process. One, I know that you're thinking to yourself, this will let people know I'm going to be right back and they won't break the window and get my... But you've got to take your car keys.
Yep.
At the very least, lock the damn car. It's not summer. It's not a situation where the kid's going to overheat. I realize this isn't even the good advice. This isn't even good advice that I'm giving here, but you can't leave the car running with the car unlocked
you
and the kid in there.
And the kid, right. It's just an open invitation.
Sheesh.
Did you say where this was?
Portland Beaverton, Oregon, which is near Portland. So, yes, it was Oregon. You know, I remember as a kid, these are things that you, hard lessons you learn. A buddy of mine, not someone that I was close to, but he left his VW bug running and ran into Sevi to grab something to eat before he was going to go and, I don't know, finish whatever, wherever he was headed. and someone stole it. You left your car running with the keys in it. Duh.
Dummy.
So that's just, it's just too stupid for words. You can't.
Right. At least turn off the car and take the keys, even if you're not going to lock it.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Durr.
Well, I just wanted to give away my car. Hey, Vinny, you know, speaking of things that get left in cars, apparently the Tesla has a dog mode. Have you seen this? Bryn, are you familiar? If you have a dog and you want to leave your dog in the car, you put your car in dog mode, you exit the car, lock the car, and then the thing, the screen, the giant screen that's in those things, says, this car's in dog, don't worry, this car's in dog mode. The temperature in here is this hot or this cool. The AC's on or the heater's on. It's in big letters, says that, so nobody smashes the windows. You know, good doer, good deed doer. Oh, there it is. There's dog mode. Here's the temperature inside the car. Dog is fine. You don't need to smash the windows to get out. And apparently the car will cool it to a temperature that is good for dogs.
That's great.
I think it's amazing. They should have that for kids, too. Yeah, kid mode.
Teslas are a trend, man. Yeah. They're so different from what we're used to. Right. And the people who own them love them. I have a buddy who bought one and then bought another one almost immediately after that. He loves it. So I don't know what to say. I'd love to not have to go get my oil changed every 5,000 or whatever. I'd love to not have to deal with that. So it's certainly something to consider. I'm not buying a new car now because why would you do anything now?
He's I guess his wife is, he's got like a, Tommy Igo has a Tesla 3. The Y is a smaller SUV, and I went on and configured one, you know, just like, oh, if I took it all, I want everything.
The Y.
Yeah, the Y. And it was like under 60 grand. I'm like, that's what you'd pay for like a Mercedes SUV, probably less.
Right. With all the options, huh?
Oh, everything. I got the black wheels and the, you know, the custom paint job and the
fun,
you know, ludicrous mode, all the crap.
My buddy said that he loved his first one so much that they ordered another one.
Yeah.
And then he had been told that this thing would be delivered to his house on whatever day. And because he didn't have the car yet, apparently he walked right by it as he was looking for his car to be delivered. And then turned around and realized, oh my God, it's already here. And there it was.
And no one was waiting there for him?
No. They dropped it off and left because it's COVID.
Then what do they do? Oh, and then what? You like have a, is there some way to open the door?
There's a couple ways. There's a, well, I wonder if they ship the key or what, but
I don't know.
Have cards. There's a little card, like a little credit card. You can just light it by the door and it'll unlock it for you. Oh. Use that as a key to start the car and operate the car as well. So you can give that as like a guest pass, and then you could deactivate that car too if you wanted to. And, you know, all the stuff from your phone, basically.
Damn, man. So, God, the world is so future. A computer. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so Tesla's got a lot of loyal fans already, and maybe you're the next one, Sarah.
I doubt it. I don't need a car. We're actually talking about selling my car, but it's a, you know, because never gets driven. Literally never gets driven. But it's a, I would seriously consider that the next time we do need to buy a car. I mean, they just seem awesome. So fun.
There's a woman who was arrested and spent several days in jail in Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada last week. It doesn't say what she did, so I don't have her crime, but this is interesting. I guess the woman just sent a homemade thank you card to the jail with her review of her stay.
Oh, and what did she think? 5 stars?
Quote, here's the quote. I was nervous about staying with you guys during my trip, but I wanted to let you know I appreciated how helpful and kind everyone was, especially the 4 jailers who do a tough job and are often underappreciated. At the end of the card, she wrote 4.5 stars. A spokesperson for the jail was, quote, very impressed and happy with our review. And so it was sent to the paper, and everyone knows now that they do good jailing there in Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada.
Wow. We hope you have a pleasant stay, eh? I'm sorry. Sorry you were a bad person, and now you have to come in here. Okay.
So
I hope this cell is to your liking. Just ring for the concierge if you need anything, okay?
I was nervous about staying with
you. Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
What?
Turns out it's a 4.5-star hotel.
Nice.
That is really funny. But think about it. If you did have to, you weren't a criminal and you weren't used to jail, you know, you'd be very nervous going to stay with them at jail.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. By the way, this tape job on my face has held all day.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. You must have dry skin because the oil on my face would just knock that thing right off of there.
Nope, still sitting right here. I haven't had to, I've unplugged it so I could, yeah, you know, go to the restroom. But
if you're wondering why Vinny has tape on his face, he forgot his microphone when he left his house with no power for his place that does have power, and he forgot to have a mic, so he taped, you know, the little the earbuds with the inline mm-hmm. microphone.
Dangling.
Yeah.
We got through
his face.
It.
Yeah.
It worked. I'm just happy that we were able to get through the day. I swear there was a moment in the dark where I'm like, what do I do here? Do I wait and see if the power comes on? What's
By the way,
play?
I've also noticed today, nice manicure, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say something.
I didn't notice that.
I've been noticing it
Turn
all
it
morning.
Around, so,
all
yeah.
morning.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Is it black, dark purple? What color is it?
It's black, yes.
So you
black.
Allow black when your kids want to paint your nails. I assume Black's, you didn't do that yourself.
Black is okay, yes. Back to our text. So our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, who leaves a kid in their car? In California, it's illegal until a child is 7. Even then, you lock the car and teach your child about stranger danger.
Right.
And averting eyes and never speak to weirdos. Yeah, I mean, it's just.
Did you say it was Portland? And maybe it was, man, was, I don't know. You know, it's her neighborhood.
It's Oregon. Yeah.
I'm not trying to give her a pass. I, you know.
Yeah, you are.
I am. But I shouldn't. So I'll stop.
You know, I wonder what that conversation at home was like with her husband. Mm. I have to believe someone is upset, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's not like she doesn't know better.
It isn't, right. It's not like it's we all
Those are the weird
know.
Things where you feel like, okay, I do I need to say something? Like when our car was stolen and the keys had been left in the car, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't even know what to say here. I guess you're bummed enough.
Right. But I want to scream, you dummy! Why would you ever do this? But I won't do that because I get that you're probably suffering somewhat now. Oh, if me calling you stupid probably wouldn't help the situation. You know, saying, how the hell could you do that? What
I'm
is wrong
you,
with you?
You know what went through my head then. Like, oh my God, yeah. I have to zip it, but I really don't feel like
can't
it.
Even
I
look at you right now. Why are you so dumb? For real.
For real. Aye, aye, aye. 415 says, love you guys.
Oh, love you too. Thanks for being here. That's always nice to
born
hear.
In, this is from 415. Born and raised in Buffalo. Been a listener since I moved here in 97. Buffalonians are super nice and super fans. That football story doesn't surprise me at all.
That it's very touching. $350,000 or something to the opposing team's quarterback's favorite charity, just sort of out of the blue. That's lovely.
Yep, it really lovely. Is. It actually sort of, you know, there's a slight misty, choky feeling while you read the story. Like, dang, way to rally and show people there's heart left in this world.
Also, Buffalonians, friggin' awesome.
You gotta love that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, we got a break. I'll come back and read the rest of the text. That's the numbers 800-400-3697. We'll read the rest of those after these on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.